नमस्सर्वेभ्यः स्वागतम् अस्मिन् वर्गे अस्मिन् प्रारम्भिकस्तरीयसम्भाषणसंस्कृतवर्गे फस्ट् लेवल् आफ् कान्वर्सेशनल् संस्कृतम् इन् दाट् क्लास् ऐ होल् हार्टेड्लि वेल्कम् यु आल् अस्तु इदानीं प्रप्रथमम् अद्य गणतन्त्रतादिवसः भारतदेशे अस्मिन् समये गणतन्त्रतादिवसः रिपब्लिक् डे सप्ततितमः गणतन्त्रतादिवसः सप्ततिः 70th गणतन्त्रतादिवसः अस्ति गणतन्त्रतादिवसः शुभकामनाः गणतन्त्रता दिवसे सर्वेभ्यः शुभकामनाः इदानीम् अग्रे सरेम वि विल् प्रोसीड् फर्दर् प्रप्रथमं पुनरावर्तनं रिविशन् फस्ट् रिविशन् मम नाम जानकी मम नाम जानकी भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम शेषा
अस्तु उत्तमं शेषा भगिनि नमस्ते मम नाम जानकी भवतः नाम किं मम नाम रामः भवतः नाम किं भवत्याः नाम किं मम नाम सुजाता भवत्याः नाम किं मम नाम राधा भवतः भवत्याः मम नाम भवतः नाम भवत्याः नाम Right. अग्रे सः समीपे अस्ति बालकः मम प्रतिवासी अस्ति इत्युक्ते नैबर् अस्ति सः आगच्छति अहं वदामि एषः बालकः सः गृहं गच्छति रिटर्न्स् होम् सः बालकः एषः सः बालिका चेत् एषा बालिका एषा पुत्री एषा माता सा बालिका सा पुत्री सा नदी सा कमला एषः सः एषः तत् मन्दिरम् एतत् द्वारम् एतत् सङ्गणकयन्त्रम् इत्युक्ते कम्प्यूटर् एतत् मन्दिरं पुष्पं फलम् इति यावत् वयं दृष्टवन्तः देन् वा सः बालकः वा न सः बालकः न सः युवकः यूथ् बालकः स्माल् बाय् बालकः इस् अ स्माल् बाय् बालः अ बाय् बालकः स्माल् बाय् वृक्षः a tree vrikshakah a small tree denuhu kau denukah a small cow, not yet it has begun to roam separately, like that denuka denukaha. If you add a ka, it will make the word a small, in the sense of a small, vrikshakaha. But then balaha balakaha, putraha putrakaha, konde iti vadamaha kalu, putraha putrakaha. एतादृशम् अस्तु. अग्रे सः बालकः वा न, सः युवकः. एषा वैद्या वा न, एषा वैद्या न, एषा धात्री नर्स. एषा वैद्या न, एषा धात्री. एषा मल्लिका वा, एषा मल्लिका वा. आम्, एषा मल्लिका नाम मल्लिका. एषा मल्लिका. एषा एषा माता वा. आम्, एषा माता. एषा मातामही वा. न, न, एषा पितामही. एषा पितामही. अस्तु, एतावत् पर्यन्तं कृतवन्तः. एतावत् पर्यन्तम् अस्माभिः कृतं गत सप्ताहेषु. इदानीम् अग्रे सरेम. वस्तूनि अपि दृष्टवन्तः. दर्पणाः, दर्पणाः. एक दर्पणः विषये किञ्चित् वक्तुम् इच्छामि. दर्पणः, द वर्ड्, एस् ऐ सेड्, एव्रि वर्ड् विल् गिव् यू द नेचर् आफ् वट् एवर् दट् इस् डीलिङ्ग् वित्. दर्पणः इस् अ वर्ड् विच् कम्स् फ्रम् नृपहर्षमोहनयोः. एव्रि वर्ड् इस् फार्म्ड् फ्रम् अ रूट्. यु विल् हाव् अ रूट्. दट् रूट् Kriyapada root, it will be dhatu, it is called dhatu. Every word is formed from that. If you say Ramaha, it comes from Ramukrida, Yam. From that, you put some suffixes and you will get a word. You will get a meaning, meaningful a subject or an object or whatever. You will get an instrument too, or you will get a locative case in that, probably adhikaranam. You will get all those things from just by adding some suffixes to a root. The same way, this darpanaha, darpanaha, you have to be very careful with the na. That na is not a dantyana. If you use na, you use your teeth, right? But if you say ana, your tongue should touch the middle of your palate, whatever palate you say, right? So it's a murdhanya nakara. That should not touch your teeth. Ana, you should say ana like that, right? So darpanaha is a word which comes from drup. Drup, drup means to be very happy or to lose oneself. Mohanaha ityukte, you get attracted to that. You get attracted to that. Imagine this word, darpanaha. It means by seeing. So what it is? It is a looking mirror, right? So mirror, the mirror, it is, we always say, the mirror reflects you as it is. So by seeing that, what you what happens is you really feel very happy, or you feel, oh my God, I'm so beautiful, or I'm so good and all, right? So moha, there you get a, what you are immersed in your own whatever beauty or gunam or whatever. So the word darpanaha comes from that root. It's synonymous adarshaha. There is another word for mirror, adarshaha. Adarshaha, this comes from looking, drish, drishir prekshane, drish, looking. So, adarshaha, where you look fully, with a prefix, is a prefix. So, upasargaha, prefix is called upasargaha, pratyayaha is suffix. Right? Suffix comes after the dhatu and prefix comes before the dhatu. So, adrish, adarshaha becomes adarshaha. Adarshaha is again a role model. A role model is also a adarshaha. Adarsha purushaha, Ramaha mama, adarsha purushaha, mama role model. Then adarshaha is for mirror also. So there what happens is you look at the mirror and you know yourself completely. Adrishyate anena. Full, you are able to see yourself full, in and out. That is called adarshaha. Just felt like sharing this. Darpanaha adarshaha. Every word has a meaning. Every word will give you, will say something about that. Like darpanaha, okay. You might, darpaha is also for garvaha. So harsha mohanayoho mohanam, automatically what happens is, when you get immersed in yourself, that is nothing but your ankara, your garva, right? So, you by looking at yourself, you might get a garva, a pride, right? Pride, that is garva. You get a pride in seeing yourself at the mirror. So, darpanaha. Imagine the word. Why I felt like sharing this is, I was reading a sloka. I had a class in the morning. I was reading a sloka there. Dasharataha, Ayodhya Kandam, in Ramayanam, third sargam, what happens is, Dasharataha sees Rama, and what he feels is, Adarshatala Samsthitam, Adarshatala Samsthitam, he is seeing Rama, and he feels that he is seeing himself in the mirror. Adarshatala. He is seeing his own reflection. Alankritam ivatmanam adarshatala samstitam. He sees Rama and he feels, it is me with so much alankaram. I am seeing myself in the mirror. If I look at Rama, I feel as if I am seeing myself fully adorned with all the jewels and all. I am seeing myself in the mirror, he feels. So, adarsha, adrishyate, fully seeing yourself and you get all your pride and you feel so happy. That is what is adarshaha and darpanaha. Fine. We also, this was just a revision. So, I will go through all the words quickly. Manchaha is called vidyuddipaha. Vidyut, again, this is for electricity, this is for lightning, right? For electricity is also vidyut. Vidyuddipaha, electric. Light. So for this also just vidyut. Vidyut is dyut. Dyut dyotane dhiptau. That which lights. That's all. It comes from that base word which says it is light. All it is light. That is, it is in the meaning of light. So vidyut is for electricity. Obvious. It is also for what do you call the lightning? Minnal. For that also.
విద్యుత్ దీప అండ్ కర దీప ఈస్ దీప ఈస్ పుల్లింగ్ అవర్డ్
రైట్ correct
and a small agal vilakku and adukku deepikah they have put like deepikah if I put deepah is it wrong
no not at all as I said deep one if you add one ka balah balakah you want to say small right you put a ka. So balah becomes balakah a small boy putraha becomes putrakaha a small putra. putra. Putran was very small, right? So if we put a ka, deepakaha, if you say, it is small deepak.
Small,
that's,
okay.
That's okay. Nothing else.
Because, if I see the picture and write, I have written deepaha. Is it okay, na?
Absolutely okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Right, fine. For agal, you write mrindeepaha. Okay, mrindeepaha, mrindeepaha. It will become mrindeepaha. Okay, fine. So, darpanaha, manchaha, vidyut. We were in vidyut. So, vidyut is what? Vidyut is like, for lightning also vidyut, and for electricity, that is also vidyut. Karadipaha, you have manchaha, then you have kankatam, yavanika, javanika, dvayamapi, okay, vatayanam. You also have, for vatayanam, you can also say, gavakshaha. Gavakshaha. Gavakshaha is also vatayanam, for window. You say gavakshaha. Gavakshaha is nothing but eye of a cow. Eye of a cow. Usually they say for we have a peeping hole in the door, right? That is also called gavakshaha. And the window is also called gavakshaha. A cow's eye. A cow's eye. Nothing but a cow's eye. Gavakshaha. Why it is called that? Because we open the window, we peep out. Then probably we might go and open the door after looking at who's at.
Ksha is like kshiram.
Exactly. Kshama. Akshaha. Akshi. Padmakshaha. We say, right? Akshi. Akshi. Akshi is for I. And when it is joined with another word, it becomes akshaha or akshi. Akshi is I. I'll be teaching that probably in another 15 to 20 minutes. Fine. So you have that. Then you have a yanapetika, nidhanika. I also said nidhanika, kapatika. Nidanam. Nidanam is supposed to be place. Sing nidanam nidaya hridim vishveshwaram nidaya. Usually a beginning of any grantha there will be words like this. Hridim vishveshwaram nidaya. In hridayam vishveshwaram, after placing vishveshwaram. So nidaya means after placing. Nidhanika, that where something is placed. So a shelf is called nidhanika. Kapatika, that which has a door. Kapatika, kapatika, that which has a door, which can close, we call kabo. A shelf is nidhanika. Kapatika is supposed to be a cupboard, right? Then dvichakrika, mapika, mala, pushpadhani, duravani, kartari, kartayate, iti kartari, that which cuts, kartayati, kartari. Till that we have seen. So this is your revision part. Now, those who have joined a little late, the small things. Ganatantrata divasasya subhashayaha ida adhya asmakam saptatitama ganatantrata divasaha saptatitama 70th ganatantrata divasaha. Atra bahavaha janaha asmakam swatantratayaha prayatanam krithavantaha tesham jeevanam api dattavantaha. They lie down their lives for our independence. And so we will just look at one person, maybe weekly one or whenever time permits. So, being Ganatantrata Divasaha, Republic Day, I thought I'll share with you about Avanti Bai. Avanti Bai. Avanti Bai, मध्यप्रदेशे आसीत् शि वास् इन् मध्यप्रदेश् शि बिलाङ्ग् टु मध्यप्रदेश् तत्र मण्डला मण्डला इति एक जानपदम् इति एक म्युनिसिपालिटि इति सम्थिङ्ग् यु नो यु काल् इट् वाट् सिटि आर् टौन् आर् सम्थिङ्ग् मण्डला शि वास् फ्रम् मध्यप्रदेश् मण्डला डिस्ट्रिक्ट् यु केन् से डिस्ट्रिक्ट् and the Savanti Bai was the head of Lodhi group, a group called Lodhi. There were plenty of tribal groups were there. So Lodhi iti ekaha ekaha ghanaha asit tesha esha Avanti Bai Nayika netri she was what netri she was a nayika she was the head she was head leader. She was
leader
exactly right she was the leader she was a nayika fine then she was ruling Ramgarh fort she was ruling Ramgarh fort in Madhya Pradesh in Mandala district she was the head of a Lodhi group of people and she was ruling from Ramgarh fort Angileyah kim kartum ishtavantah Angileyah the Rajapadavin Svikritya they wanted to take her kingship or queenship and they wanted to make her as a Jamindarini they wanted to make her as a Jamindarini who would be working under the British government who can do whatever the British government feels rather than looking for the Bharata Deshiya Desham samasyanam samadhanam na parantu Angileya Deshana upakaram kartu and what they wanted was to take her queenship and to make her as a Jamindharini who would be working under the guidance of the British. They wanted her to be like that. But Esha tad angina kritavati. Anangi Esha anangi kritavati. She didn't support that idea. She didn't support that idea and the Britishers Angileyah kim krutavantah bahushah prayatnam krutavantah tasyah kim krutavantah rodah krutavantah they kept on giving her hurdles and somehow they wanted her to become a Jamindharini but what she did was with a lagu sena esha Avanti Bai lagu senaya saha with the support of a small sena what she did was angileyana ya सर्वकारस्य सेना अस्ति खलु तैः सह सेनानायकैः सह युद्धं कृतवती शी फाट् वित् दोस् ब्रिटिश् पीपल् दो शी हेड् अ वेरि स्माल् सेना टिल् द एण्ड् टिल् द एण्ड् अन्तपर्यन्तं कस्याः अन्तपर्यन्तं तस्याः जीवनान्तपर्यन्तं सा आङ्गिलेयानां शरणं न गता आङ्गिलेयानां शरणं न गता किं कृतवती सर्वदा अपि युद्धं कृतवती विघ्नानां युद्धं एतत् युद्धं कृत्वा तस्य विघ्नानां अपहरणं कृतवती अन्तपर्यन्तम् एतादृशं कृत्वा सः युद्धभूम्यामेव जीवनं त्यक्तवती इदानीमपि श्रुतिपरम्परा अस्ति श्रुतिपरम्परा इत्युक्ते वाट् यु काल् इट्स् नाट् रिटर्न् एनिवेर् बट् पीपल् इवन् टुडे सिङ्ग् हर् फोक् साङ्ग्स् देर् विल् बि सम् फोक् साङ्ग्स् सेयिङ्ग् अबौट् अवन्ति भायि देर् हर् नेम् इस् इवन् नौ हर् नेम् इस् देर् Avanti Bai of Madhya Pradesh, of Madhya Pradesh Mandala district. So there are, as we say, like as Tyagaraja says, Entaro Mahanubhavalu Antariki Mama Vantanam Tadrusha Bahavaha Mahatmanaha Asyam Bhumyam Charitavantaha Atitavantaha. In this land, there are so many Mahatmas had roamed, roaming, would be roaming, and it is our bhagyam to be in such a such a place, such a bhoomi, like we belong to such a bhoomi is our bhagyam. Bharata deshiyaha iti asmakam tatra eka gauravas padamas. It's a pride vishaya that we are bharatiyaha. Astu idani itopi ekam atra eka prashnaha keke aksharani na jananti kshamyatam prathama vargam varge eva maya prashtavyam. I should have asked in the first class. I don't know whether I asked, but hope everybody knows lipi here. Or is there somebody who doesn't know the Akshara, Sanskrit Akshara? If somebody is there, please unmute and say, or else we will just continue. Okay. So, I assume that Sujata Bhagini, Radha Bhagini, Shesha Bhagini, Sita Bhagini, Vijayalakshmi Bhagini, Uma Bhagini, Seturamanji and Prema Bhagini, you all know Sanskrit.
Thank you, ma'am, for sharing the unknown story of Avanti Bai on this day. Thank you.
Yeah. So, swagatam. Sarve jananti kalu. So, all know the vowels and the Sanskrit letters, you all know?
Aam Bhagini.
Aam, ma'am, yes.
Okay. Yes, so, yes. No issues. We will continue. Right. Now, Adya, I just wanted to go with what, before going with the exercise, I wanted to say the weeks of the, the days of the week, right? Days of the week. Vasaraha, Vasaraha.
Bhagini, Bhagini Seturam, Bhagini Seturaman.
Yes.
From the story you mentioned, thank you for the story, few doubts. Yeah. This word, Asti and Asit, are they like present and past tense? Because you said Asit.
Yes, Asit, Asti. Well, we're doing those. Don't worry. Anything else? Yes, Asti is, and Asit is was.
Okay, and this Netri and Naika, do they derive a similar meaning, like how in Hindi we have Neta? So is it that Netri is a feminine word for Neta?
Very good, yes. Neta, as I said, we have plenty, like you have Adarshaha, Darpanaha, the same way, you can have Nayika, Nayakaha, Nayika, then you have Neta, in Hindi, Nayakaha is also there, the same way, Netri becomes Trilingam, Nayika becomes Trilingam, that one who leads, a leader. Because it all comes from suffixes. We have plenty, nearly 130 suffixes we have. So 130 suffixes go with the root and then we get plenty of words. So we'll be looking at all these words maybe in a couple of months. We will be
Just one more doubt in this story. Is this word you use, Anangi Krita, what was the word actually? Actually, not accept. She did not accept their that word. Anangikrita is what?
What? Very good. Angikrita is accepting. Anangikrita didn't accept.
Oh, it is something like this. Angikara means they say the same way. It is Anangikrita.
Yes. Angikrita. Okay. As you have breached up, as you have started this, I would say, in Sanskritam, we have something called, if you say Satyam, and if you put A, it becomes Asatyam. The same way, Sa starts with a consonant. If the word starts with a vowel, it becomes An. For example, Ritam. is a vowel, so it becomes anrutam. Same way angi a is a vowel, so to negate it we add an. Had it been a consonant it will be just a, but being a vowel it is it becomes what, an. So angikrita, anangikrita.
And the g is a k kh g third or a fourth g?
Anang ang is fifth ing, under that g third g.
Okay, perfect. Thank you Bhagini. We can proceed to the next. Sorry for deviating.
Oh, no worries. So as and when you have any doubts, please do ask, because there is no like you have to finish this. We just have to enjoy each and every day and enjoy the words. Fine. Anything else anybody needs to ask? Anya kopi samshaya asti agre sarema? Right. So vasaraha. Vasaraha is days. Vasaraha, days. Tamil, in Tamil we have varam. Varam is different. Sanskritam varam means varam varam. What do you call? Each time you say. Na varam varam. Every time. Aham dvivaram krutavati. I did two times. Aham trivaram mantra japam krutavati. I did three times. Like that, varam means time. In Sanskritam, varam is different. Varam means time. Every how many times you did this. Tadava, abdinu solluvom. That is what is varam in Sanskritam. So vasaraha is the days of the week. Days is vasaraha. For the week, for a week, we call it saptahaha. Ahaha. Ahaha is day. Saptahaha, 7 days. That is what is a week called. Saptahaha. Saptahaha. Ahaha is a day. Aha. Aha. We say aharnisham, day and night. Then we say ahar, what we call ahaha is a day. Aharnisham is a day and night. Anhikam, we say in Kausalya Supraja, right? Anhikam, daivikam, daivikam. Anhikam is daily. That which is related to a day. Anhikam, we say anhikam. Madhyanhaha, we say anhaha. It's actually, the pratipadika, the base is anhaha. And as you all might be knowing, when we write ha, and when we have a ha with a ma, we write the ha first, the ma second. Or we write the ha first and the na second. For ha with ma or na, this rule applies. Now this rule applies. It is what you call sishtaru. It is seen in the samskar. It's been coming like this from age old. Like if you write the word, the ha will precede the ma or na. But by pronouncing, the ha, the na, na or ma will precede the ha. So we write as ahnaha and we say madhyanhaha. The ha will go back. The na will precede the ha. While writing, but you have to be very careful, we will write the ha first and then the ma or na. We will write Brahma. We will write as Brahma, but we will pronounce as Brahma. The same way, we will write as Ahnaha. Ahnaha. But we will pronounce as Anhaha. Ha will go at the back. This is just for your memory, for your clear pronunciation. That's it. Okay. So madhyanhaha is aha is a day. So madhyanaha is a midday. Purvanhaha. What do you call that? 4 day? I don't know, after day, afternoon, and forenoon, like that. Okay, 4 day, if something is there, means it is 4 day. But forenoon, and the actual meaning is forenoon is called purvan, haha. Madhyan haha is midday. Then afternoon is called paran haha. Paran haha. This is what is a day. Then ratrihi. Ratri is also there. Ratrihi is also there. Both are there. So as usual, a suffix makes the change. So ratri, ratrihi. Then nisha. Then you have a naktam. These are all for nights. Night, Sharvari, Kshapa, so many words. Sharvari, Sharvari is also for a Ratri, for a night, right? Then we say Triyama, Triyama, that is also for night, Triyama, because there are Triyamas in the Ratri, no? So Triyama. Then we have, these are all some words for Ratri. We will get into the Vasara, huh? Sunday, adhya, today, today is what? Adhya, Ravi Vasaraha, adhya, Ravi Vasaraha, Ravi, he, sun, Ravi, or Bhanu, whatever you can say, whatever the synonyms for Ravi, you can say, Ravi Vasaraha, Bhanu Vasaraha, Ravi Vasaraha, Bhanu Vasaraha, adhya, today, Shwaha, Shivasha, Shiva isha underwear, Shwaha, Shwaha, Kahavasaraha, Shwaha, Somavasaraha, Shwaha, Somavasaraha, or Induvasaraha, Shwaha, Somavasaraha, Shwaha, Induvasaraha, Indu is also Soma, Somavasaraha, Parashwaha, adhya, today, Shwaha, tomorrow, Parashwaha, day after tomorrow, Parashwaha, Bhaumavasaraha, Parashwaha, Bhaumavasaraha, we call Mangalavasaraha. Mangala is supposed to be Bhumiputra. There is some Vedic, which says, in Rig Veda, we have some sutras which say that the Angharaka will look exactly, the Mars will look exactly like Bhumi. So that's why people are thinking that Mars is livable. It can be under the Mrittika there. No, the Mrittika, the mud there is red color. That's why we use Angharaka for Mangala Graha. We always use the red color. The mud is there. These were all there in the age-long Shastras. It is all there. It is not a new thing that is being said. So whatever is there, already told by our Shastras, that is what is getting again repeated. Maybe it is now only known to the Vaijnanikas. So we have Bhauma. That's why from Bhumi it is Bhauma. Bhumiputra, Bhauma. Bhumi, Bhumehe idam Bhauma. We say, for example, Upadeshasya idam Aupadeshikaha. Aupadeshikaha, we say. Then we have Sumitra. Na? Sumitra. Bhumi becomes Bhaumi. So Sumitra, son. Sumitra. Son becomes Sau, Saumitrihi, Sumitra. So we have a thing in Sanskrit which makes these things. Like we add one pratyaya, the U becomes Au. So the same way, Bhumiputraha. So Bhauma Vasaraha. It is Bhauma. Bhauma Vasaraha is Mangala Vasaraha. Then we have Saumya Vasaraha, imagine, Somasya Putraha, Somaha, Tasya Putraha Asti Buddhaha, it's a noon thing, Shastre, Buddhaha, Somasya Putraha, iti Puranam Vadati, Buddhaha Somasya Putraha, Ataha, Saumya, Buddha Vasaraha becomes Saumya Vasaraha, here also again I will say ke budhah ke rohinim yatha. This is the shloka which comes when Ravana abducts Sita. When Ravana abducts Sita in Aranyakandam, the shloka comes. Why Ravana is not destroyed? Immediately why he is not destroyed when he touches Sita? Because he is such a tapasvi that, because he has a shapam, when he touches a pativrata stri, his head will break into 100 pieces. That is a shapam vedavati iti eka shapam dattavati tasya shirasah किं भवति शतशः तस्य शिरः शरसः भग्नं भवति इति 100 इट् विल् ब्रेक् इन् टु 100 खण्डः 100 पीसस् बट् वाट् हेपन्स् इस् वै शी दट् हेस् हेडन्ट् हेपन्ड् इस् ही गोस् टु भावम् सो ही केरीस् सीता दिस् इस् द वर्ड् विच् वाल्मीकि यूसस् के बुधः रोहिणीं यथा. So Buddha and Rohini, what is the sambandha, what is the relation? Relation is mother and son, because Rohini is Chandran's wife, Chandra wife. Rohini Chandra patni asti. Buddha Chandra putraha atah ke rohi Buddha Rohini yata iti tatra asti atah Buddha vasarah saumya vasarah. Then guru vasarah बृहस्पति इति देवानां गुरुः अतः बृहस्पतिवासरः. देन् वि हाव् शुक्रवासरः भृगुवासरः भृगु वै वि रिमेम्बर् भृगु हियर् सो शुक्रवासरः सपोज् टु बि लक्ष्मीयुक्तवासरः खलु. सो भार्गवी भृगु पुत्री अस्ति भार्गवी एक अन्यस्मिन् अवतारे अवतारान्तरे सा भृगुपुत्री अस्ति तेन कारणेनैव भार्गवी इति अस्ति. एतादृश पर्वतस्य पुत्री पार्वती देन् भृगुपुत्री भार्गवी. वि हेव् भगीरथपुत्री भागीरथी. देन् वि हेव् जनकस्य पुत्री जानकी. द सेम् वे भृगुपुत्री बिकम्स् भार्गवी. अतः वि काल् शुक्रवासरः एस् भृगुवासरः. देन् फार् शनिवासरः वि काल् इट् एस् स्थिरवासरः, बिकास् शनैश्चरः. द साटर्न् इस् सपोज् टु बि शनैः चरति, मन्दं चलति, मन्दं चलति, सः मन्दः अस्ति. अतः सः यत्र कुत्रापि गच्छति तत्र स्थिरं वसति. स्थिरं स्थिरं न सोरि दीर्घकालं वसति, सार्धसप्त वर्षाः तस्य भवति. अतः दीर्घकालं वसति इति कारणात् शनिवासरः बिकम्स् स्थिरवासरः. तावदेव. अद्य भानुवासरः, श्वः सोमवासरः, परश्वः भौमवासरः, अगेन् प्रपरश्वः, The day after tomorrow. Praparashvaha. Adhya, Shvaha, Parashvaha, Praparashvaha. Praparashvaha. If you all, if somebody here who would be doing Tarpanas, they would be familiar with this. Para Pitamahah, Prapitamaha. Iti Vadamaha, Kalu, Tadrisha. Prapitamaha, and the word, the Vasara also. when we do in the Shastra, according to the Shastra, when we do all the in the Kalpa Vidhi, all when we all do that, there it will be always Saumya Vasaraha, Bhauma Vasaraha, Etadrisham Eva, Sthira Vasaraha, Iti Eva Bhavati Tatra. Ataha, you would be familiar with if you have been, if any one of you is doing Tarpana or something, they would be knowing all those things. Fine. So it is Parashvaha. Parashvaha is day after tomorrow. Praparashvaha is the day after the day after tomorrow. The day after the day after tomorrow. So it becomes Shva Adya Kahavasaraha Bhanuvasaraha Shvaha Somavasaraha Parashvaha Bhaumavasaraha Praparashvaha Saumyavasaraha Praparashvaha Saumyavasaraha Adhya Shvaha Parashvaha Praparashvaha Then Adhya Hyaha Hyaha Yesterday Hyaha Adhya Bhanuvasaraha Hyaha Sthiravasaraha Hyaha Sthiravasaraha Adhya Hyaha Parahyaha 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 Bhruguvasaraha Parahyaha Bhruguvasaraha Mahapranan Bha
Mahapranan Bhagini, sorry to pause you. Can you spell out this dhyaha, that is yesterday, how do you spell it out?
Yeah, I will write down here. Just a minute. It is...
Because my audio maybe is not good, so I couldn't hear you clearly.
Yes, I'll... Okay, it is... Hyaha... Just a minute. I'll go to...
Bhagini. H-Y-A.
Yeah, it is H-Y-A. But he wants it. Just a minute. I'll write down. Oh my God. Where is the paste? 1 minute.
No, you can say the Devanagari word. It's fine.
Okay. It is Ih, right? Like Halanta, Hal. There you
okay.
have Ih, Ha. Which is Ih, then Yaha.
Okay.
From there you have to write the Ya. Yeah. Ya. Yaha.
Oh, okay. So if there is a word called Bahya, right? In that Bahya, if I just take the here, that is the here.
Yeah, exactly. Bahir Bhavati Iti Bahya. That will be there. Bahir Bhavati Iti. Okay, I've sent you that. No. Oh, okay, 1 minute.
No, I'm clear, Bhagini. It's fine. We can move.
Okay. Just like Bakyaha. But there, that Hyaha is not yesterday. It is something else. Okay? Bahir Bhavati.
Fine. Just an example I took up to understand you.
Exactly the same letters. Hyaha. The same. Okay. So, it is Bhanuvasaraha. Okay. Hyaha. Hyaha is Sthiravasaraha Parahyaha Bhruguvasaraha Praparahyaha Praparahyaha Brihaspativasaraha or Guruvasaraha. Either way. Guruvasaraha Brihaspativasaraha Adhya Shvaha Parashvaha Praparashvaha Adhya Hyaha Parahyaha Praparahyaha Adhya Hyaha Parahyaha Praparahyaha. That's it. Now, so Aksharas, Aksharani, you all know. We'll go to Abhyasa Pustakam. Please take your Abhyasa Pustakam. Now, Atra Kutras Maha Ityukte. Puta Sankhya Asti, page number, Puta Sankhya Asti, Shashta Putam Vayam Drishtavantaha, Saptama Putam Asti, 7th page, Saptama Putam Asti, Atra Kim Karaniyam, अस्माभिः अत्र वयं वस्तूनि पश्यामः. अत्र किं कुर्मः? वस्तूनि पश्यामः. तद् वस्तूनि अत्र अधः डौन् देर् आर् सेण्टेन्सस् विच् सेस् वस्तु अस्ति नास्ति इति. यु हाव् टु जस्ट् राइट् वेदर् द वस्तु इस् देर् आर् नाट् on the utpitika. Utpitika table. Utpitika table. Utpitikayam vastuni santi. Vastu eka asti. Vastuni bahava bahuni vastuni atah santi. Balakah asti. Balakah santi. लेखनी अस्ति. लेखन्यः सन्ति. महिला अस्ति. महिलाः सन्ति. अस्ति नास्ति सन्ति न सन्ति परन्तु अत्र अस्ति एव. अस्ति नास्ति किम् अस्ति किं नास्ति इति वक्तव्यं. अत्र उत्पीठिकायां किम् अस्ति किं नास्ति
वदतु भगिनी. दिस् वर्ड् सन्ति इस् यूस् फार् प्लुरल्?
या
ओके फैन्.
बालकः इस् एका. एकः बालकः अस्ति. बहवः बालकाः सन्ति. रैट् अस्ति सन्ति
भगिनी.
ओके
1.4
भगिनी. यस्
ओके ओके
तदेव करणीयं. दट् ओन्लि यू हाव् टु डू रैट्.
ओके यस् यस्
okay illa I'm going I may have got confused. We have to do that only. No. Right.
Yes yes you're right. Okay. But I was searching for the word utpitikayam, something you told.
No. I said on my own. Utpitika. Okay, okay. Is a table. Utpitika. Okay, okay. Is a table. Fine.
Okay.
Utpitika is table. Utpitikayam, on the utpitika, on the table, vastuni santi. Astu. प्रप्रथमं कः वदति? एकनिमिषं, गो टु द लैन्. शेषा भगिनी कृपया अन्म्यूट् करोतु. शेषा भगिनी प्लीज़् अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ्.
शेषा भगिनी हियर्.
केन् यू से भगिनी?
सो वाट् शुड् ऐ रीड्? ऐ शुड् रीड् पुस्तकम् अस्ति दट् वन्.
No, I will say that. Pustakam asti. We all know Pustakam is there. Vidyut Deepaha na asti. Now you have to say Ghati.
Ghati asti.
Asti. Pushpam?
Pushpam na asti.
Ghati asti. Pushpam na asti. Kankadam asti va? Kankadam kom. Kankadam asti va?
Kankatam.
Kankatam. I'm asking on my own.
Oh, kankatam. I see, I see. Kankanam nasti.
Nasti. Tatra panchalika asti va? Panchalika is a doll. Panchalika asti va?
Panchalika nasti.
Panchalika nasti. Astu, dhanyavada bhagini. Sita bhagini. कृपया
अहं भगिनि.
अस्तु अग्रिमं वदति वा भगिनि भवती?
लेखनी अस्ति.
न उपनेत्रं?
उपनेत्रम् अस्ति. सङ्कनकं नास्ति.
उपनेत्रं कुत्र?
नास्ति.
ओ नास्ति. उपनेत्रं नास्ति. कङ्कणकम् अस्ति.
उपनेत्रं नास्ति. कङ्कणकम् इस् कम्प्यूटर्. कम्प्यूटर् अस्ति. सङ्गणकम् अस्ति. अस्तु भगिनि एकनिमिषं. गजः अस्ति वा?
गजः नास्ति.
गजः किमस्ति? हाति. एलिफेण्ट्. गजः नास्ति. अस्तु. मापिका अस्ति वा? मापिका. स्केल्.
मापिका मासिका नास्ति.
उत्तमं भगिनि, धन्यवादः. अग्रे विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी कृपया अन्म्यूट् करोतु. अस्तु, उपनेत्रम् अग्रिम विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी. लेखनी भगिनी, विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी अन्म्यूट् कृतवती. ओ, अन्म्यूट् कृतवती. मया श्रोतुं न शक्यं. विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी किञ्चित् उच्चैः वदति वा? प्लीज् टाक् अ लिटल् लौडर्, ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् यू. ओके, ऐ थिङ्क् विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी हेस् सम् प्राब्लम्. विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी म्यूट् कृतवती, चिन्ता नास्ति. उमा भगिनी, अस्तु, विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी वा उमा भगिनी वा? इदानीं का वदति? उमा. अस्तु भगिनी, वदतु. लेखनी,
लेखनी अस्ति.
ओके,
चषकः, ऐ डो नाट् रिमेम्बर् द वर्ड् चषकः. चषकः अस्ति.
चषकः अस्ति. किमस्ति अगेन्? लेखनी अपि अस्ति. जलम् अस्ति वा?
जलम् अस्ति भगिनि.
उत्तम. आवरणम् अस्ति वा? आवरणम् इस् मुडि, लिड्. आवरणम् अस्ति वा? समथिङ्ग् विच् क्लोसेस् द ग्लास्.
अस्ति भगिनि.
अस्ति, अस्तु. अन्य किम् अस्ति? अक्षराणि सन्ति वा? लेटर्स् सन्ति वा?
अक्षराणि अस्ति भगिनि.
अक्षराणि सन्ति.
अक्षराणि सन्ति.
यस्, अक्षराणि,
प्लूरल् रैट्? या,
अक्षराणि सन्ति. अस्तु, धन्यवादः भगिनि. अक्षराणि अस्तु. अक्षराणि, द वर्ड् इट् सेल्फ् सेस् दे डोण्ट् गो एनिवेर्, दे केन् नेवर् बि डिस्ट्राय्ड्. वी मैट् थिङ्क् दट् वि रब् द लेटर्स्, वि रब् द वर्ड्स्, बट् दे आर् आल्वेस् देर् इन् द अट्मास्फियर्. सो द वर्ड् इस् नक्षरन्ति इति अक्षराणि. नक्षरः, क्षरः न भवति. अक्षरम् इत्युक्ते दे आर् आल्वेस् देर् and they don't get destroyed. Aksharam, ksharam, na ksharanti iti aksharam. Swaraha, what are swaras? Vowels, we say. What are swaras? Swayam rajate. Like you can easily say a, a, e, e. You don't need the support of anything else, any other letter. You simply say a means a, that's it. But for consonants, we always need the support, so they are called vyanjanam. Two, like the word vyanjanam can be used to say for vyanjanam, for the vegetables, for the cooked vegetables, like curry, koot and all, that is also called vyanjanam. And the vyanjanam is also for what? For this vyanjyate. You have to attach it to something else. Like you cannot say ik, ing, that is difficult. So we say kha, kha, gha, gha, nya. Kha, kha, gha, gha, nya, we say. So that means you are attaching it with a swaram. A swaram means swayam rajate. They are independent, they are ready to go independently. Vyanjanam, they always go with the swaras. So they are called vyanjanam, vyanjyate. They have to be mixed with something else. They have to be taken with something else. Whether it is your cooked vegetables or your consonants, they are both are called vyanjanam. And be very careful. You have one word called vyajanam, which is for a fan. That is a different thing. That is not vyanj. This comes from v and anj. That comes from v and aj. So vyaja. You have to be very careful. If you put one inj in between, it becomes your consonant or your cooked vegetable. If you have only vyaja, it is for your fan. karavyajanam means your visiri hand fan, or then vyajanam is your fan, a ceiling fan, right? So that's it. Vya chashakah astu duravani agre ekadash kasti agre sita uma bagini uktavati ekadasham seturamanchi.
So duravani asti. Patrika is letter or patrika means sorry, I didn't hear you. Patrika is supposed magazine? To be
magazine.
Okay, patrika asti. Bhagini, one little extra doubt here. So if both the objects, that is in the left and the right, both are existing, and if you want to use the word eva, I mean also, is it eva or what is the right word for also?
Api.
Oh, so duravani asti, patrika api asti.
Patrika api asti, duravani asti, patrika api asti. Patrika can be for a magazine, for a newspaper, for both it is patrika.
Okay, so api is the word for also.
Also, exactly. One minute. I'll ask you some more. You have any more doubts you ask? Or else I'll ask you some questions.
No, my doubt is not linked to this. So you can ask me the other one. I'll ask after your question.
Okay. Atra, Dina Darshika Astiva. Dina Darshika, a calendar.
Dina Darshika Nasti.
दिनदर्शिका नास्ति मार्जनी अस्ति वा
मार्जनी इज
इरेजर रबर
मार्जनी नास्ति
मार्जनी नास्ति उत्तमम् अत्र पश्यतु इट्स अ वन मिनट आई विल जस्ट म्यूट ऑल फर्स्ट ओके मार्जनी it's just an interesting thing. Marjani, mrija, shuddha. That which is used. Marjani means rubbing. Punar marjanam and all we say in your in our kriyas. We always say marjanam means snanam or shuddham and all. Okay. So marjani is used to rub. Marjani is a rubber. It's a eraser. It's called a marjani. Another interesting fact is मृच्यते इति मार्गः. इमेजिन, सो वेन् वी प्लेस आवर लेग्स वाट् हेपन्स् इस् वी रब् समथिङ्ग् देर् वाट् एवर् इस् आलरेडी देर् वी रब् दट् सो वाट् हेपन्स् इस् दट् इस् काल्ड् मार्गः मार्गः रोड् सो मार्जनी वी आर् रब्बिङ्ग् समथिङ्ग् So from that it is called margaha. Margaha is for a road. So just an interesting thing I wanted to share. Okay, anything else?
My question which was different from this current existing topic was, since you use the word akshara and explain that a is used when something doesn't exist or it is a opposite of something. So yeah. And so then both a and na are used, is it, when we use or like asti and nasti, kshara and akshara, so these are used together, like both mean the same thing, or when do we differentiate
kshara and akshara? Kshara is that which gets destroyed.
Cannot be destroyed.
Which kshara is for destruction.
For destruction, correct.
Like shayaha is also for destruction. Then when we use na it becomes not destructible, okay, not destroyed. So we use only a for the opposite. Kshara is that which can be destroyed. Akshara is that which cannot be destroyed.
So when what I want, my question is, can a or na be both be used, or when they are used or when they are not used, when for using for opposite?
Okay, fine. If you say like aham satyam vadami, I speak the truth. Aham satyam na vadami, which is
okay.
Aham asatyam na vada, asatyam na vadami. so which can also be read said, when you make it as a single word, it becomes asatyam. When you say satyam na, means that also means the same, but you use it as a separate word, right?
Okay, yeah, because in a similar example, this word amayaha means, I think it means the disease or sickness. Other day when you said this prayer, you mentioned niramaya. And in another location, I read the word as anamaya. So this...
Okay. Super. Yes. Anamayaha, niramayaha. Super. Again, amayaha is vyadihi. Amayaha is that which attacks us. That which attacks us is vyadi. It can be adi or vyadi. Either way. Vyadi or rogaha. So, anamayaha is without rogaha. Niramayaha is what? Again, nir is absence. Anamayaha is opposite of amayaha. Rogaha, health. Vyadi and anamayaha becomes healthy. Whereas niramayaha, nir means absence. Absence
okay,
of rogaha. Okay?
Fine, Bhagini. Okay, thank you.
Bhagini?
Yes?
Here, na means don't, I don't tell satyam, like that. So that is
don't
difference
between... Like, Sanskritam, for nishedam, nishedam means saying don't.
Okay.
For that we always use ma.
Ma, okay.
Ma shabdam kuryu. Don't
okay.
do. Na is just, I don't. That's it.
Oh, okay. Huh?
Now, for negating, you can use na. But when you strictly say don't, when you want to say don't, like as an order or something, we use ma.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bhagini, I mean, valid question by, I think, Sita Shekhar Bhagini. So this ma is used when you are telling another person and na is for individual, I mean, for ourselves?
Yeah. You can also say when it is not a compulsorily, what do you call, mandatory. It is not mandatory, you can use na. When it is absolutely necessary, even for ourselves. But usually we never use ma for ourselves. Right. Ma usually, yeah, it is for others. For strictly saying no, that's it.
Okay, so ma, this again a little bit of a deviation here. So when we hear the word ma kuru dhana jana yovana garvam, that ma kuru means it's a mandatory or a strictly don't kind of.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
ma karshihi, don't do. Ma karshihi, don't do. Ma drakshihi, don't see. Clear instructions.
Okay, fine, Bhagini.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, I think it is Sujata Bhagini's turn. Sujata ji, please unmute yourself. Bhagini, you have to say, I will say, you can answer. Okay. Atra. Okay. Pinchaha astiva. Pinchaha. Okay, sorry. Pinchaha ityukte switch. Switch. Pinchaha astiva.
Pinchaha asti. If it is a mouse.
Okay. pinchaha. Okay, a switch sort of thing. Fine. Switch. Pinchaha is a switch. So pinchaha asti. Astu. Then what else? Kshepani asti na? Kshepani. No, kshepani na. You can say tikshani. Tikshani is a. Kshepani is again astra. That which can be thrown, an astram, any sort of astram, like you have, no, ET, what do you call, mudgaraha, patisham, shulam, that type of weapons, क्षेपणी
नास्ति
क्षेपणी नास्ति क्षेपणी नास्ति नास्ति देन् तीक्ष्णी तीक्ष्णी इज अ शॉर्टनर तीक्ष्णी अस्ति वा
तीक्ष्णी नास्ति
तीक्ष्णी नास्ति अस्तु भगिनी धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
अस्तु विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी विजयलक्ष्मी भगिनी ओके Vijayalakshmi Bhagini, you can speak now. Try to speak now. Okay. Fine.
Bhagini?
Sorry. Please say. Who was talking?
I'm Sita Shekhar.
Hmm.
You said some chepani, chepani.
Hmm.
Throw.
Absolutely correct. It is connected with Kshipati. Kshepanam. That which has to be thrown. Avakarikam Atra Kshipatu. Atra Kshipatu, Kshepatu, Ekimapi Bhagitum Arkati. Astu. Avakarika is garbage. Avakarika is a garbage.
Thank you.
Okay. Most welcome. Vijayalakshmi Bhagini? Okay. I think Vijayalakshmi Bhagini is having some mic disturbances. No worries. Agre Sarema. Udaharanam Drishtva. Udaharanam Drishtva. Chitrasya Adaha. Sthitam. Riktam Sthanam Purayata. Udaharanam Drishtva. Drishtva. After seeing drishtva drishtva is after seeing balakah drishtva mataram drishtva karyam karoti balakah boy after seeing his mother does the work balakah mataram drishtva drishtva after seeing here what has to be seen udaharanam after seeing the example chitrah chitram chitrasya underneath the chitram underneath underneath of what chitrasya chitrasya adah underneath sthanam purayatu sthitam riktam sthanam sthanam is a place the place is how is the place it is riktam empty place empty place blank you can say empty blank is there sthitam that which is just below the picture there is below the picture there is a blank space sthitam riktam sthanam riktam empty puritam filled riktam empty sthitam that which is there sthitam sthitam tishtati sthitam sthitihi you say for attend you say right savadan when you do the parade standardies attention you say for that you say sthitihi sthitihi so sthitihi sthitam is supposed to be for that which is underneath which is standing there for all those things you use sthitam sthitam that which is standing that which is there idanim kim karaniyam atra sasyam atra asti a small thing I would like to share here when you write the letters you have to be very very careful sasyam im is there and after that you have a which is a vowel which is a swaraksharam then you have to write the full ma you will be knowing all the things but just maybe I'm saying because of my premai you can take it that way. So I'm not saying that you wouldn't be knowing. You would be surely knowing. Just for the extra casual, I'm saying.
Bhagini, I need clarification here since you brought this point. So if there was no vowel, would you be putting a dot above sasyam and not use the mer?
Yeah, if sasyam sasyam kim kurmaha rohamaha, if sasyam rohamaha iti asti, balakaha sasyam ruhanti iti asti, bird balakaha, they plant the small plants, they plant the plants. So when we use that, rohanti, ruhanti iti asti, then what happens is the sasya, on top of it we'll put the anuswara. Im will become anuswara when it is followed by a consonant, when it is followed by a vyanjanam. Im will not be used when it when the makara, the full makara, we will not write the makara when it is followed by a vyanjanam. We will write only when it is followed by a vowel. So when it is followed by a vyanjanam, we will write a dot which is called a anuswaraha. It is called as anuswaraha. Anuswaraha. Anuswaryate. It follows the it is always right? So it follows a swara. And all. So sasyam. It will become sasyam. Anuswaraha. Fine. Here it is.
So Bhagini, so just let me clarify if I'm correct. So if there is a vowel following the we have to always use the ma and with the halant.
Exactly.
And if in the example where say it is satyam vada, it means it will be a anuswaraha above satyam.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
You have to make your extra efforts to maintain this. Because we always see in all our granthas, somewhere this type of errors occur. So we have to be very, very careful in writing that the vyanjana comes, we will use only anuswaraha. Or when the vowel comes, we use only makara visa alantam, im. We will write the im, right? Okay.
Anuswaraha, Bhagini, is used only for the dot which is appearing above or is it also used as dot which appears below? Like in dha, ta, tha, da, dha, the fourth dha, there is a dot sometimes. So this anuswara word is only used for the one which appears on the top? Okay. Or is it just a general?
No, the anuswara will always appear on top. And as you said, you have a dot underneath that. I don't think you have it in Sanskritam.
Fine.
We say id, the dot underneath. You don't have it in Sanskritam, right?
Fine, Bhagini.
Okay, right. Agree. So, sasyam is supposed to be a plant. Sasyam is used for a plant. Vrikshaha is a tree. So, what is there? Atra, tatra, sarvatra, kutra, anyatra, datra. You use the tra. What happens is, we say, one minute, I'll mute all. Right, we have atra, sasyam atra asti, samipe asti. Mama samipe atra, I can see and I can point out, atra asti. Aham eka prakoshte asmi. Atra kim kim asti, atra kapatika asti, atra nidanika asti, atra sanganakam asti, atra pinchaha asti, atra vidyuddeepaha asti, atra vidyuddeepaha asti, atra utpetika asti, atra manchaha asti, atra shayya, manchaha cot. Shaya bed, shaya asti, then atra kim asti, shaya asti, astaranam asti, astaranam, virip, blanket, astaranam is supposed to be that which goes over the bed, what it is called, blanket. Blanket is that which we use to cover ourselves. If it is, if that is also called blanket, that which we cover the bed, then it is blanket. So it is called astaranam. Astaranam. Astaranam is there. Then what else we have? Upadhanam. Upadhanam is supposed to be for the pillow. We place our head on that. So it is upadhanam, you call it. Upadhanam, the fourth the. You have to be very careful with that. Then atra dwaram asti. Dwaram asti. Atra javanika asti. Curtain is there. Atra anyakim asti. Vatayanam asti. Atra vyajanam asti. Atra darpana asti. Atra tavadeva. Atra kunchika asti. A key. Kunchika is a key. A key. Lock. Talaha. Talaha is a lock. Kunchika is a what do you call the key. Kunchika asti. Atra. Atra. Kunchika asti. Atra. Atra. Tatra. Tatra. Duram. Aham na pashyami. Kinchi duram asti. Yada aham atra asande. I am sitting on my chair and I see through my window. Tatra vriksha asti. Prakoshte nasti. It is not in the room in which I am sitting. But I can see a vriksha quite at a distance. So I say, tatra vriksha asti, a tree. Tatra vriksha asti. Tatra mandiram asti, Ganesha mandiram asti. Tatra, tatra griham asti. Tatra griham asti. Iti tatra. Atra. Tatra. Atra. Tatra. Sarvatra. Everywhere. Huh? Everywhere. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Akashaha sarvatra asti. Sarvavyapi. Akashaha. Space. Right? Akashaha is not for the akasha above us. Akashaha means avakashaha diyate. That is, the space is called the akashaha. So, akashaha sarvatra asti. Then, akashaha sarvatra asti. Vayuhu sarvatra asti. Devaha sarvatra asti. Devaha sarvatra asti. Atra asti. Tatra sarvatra. Anyatra. Anyatra. Himalaya parvataha. Anyatra asti. Anyakutra api asti. Atra nasti. Tatra nasti. Sarvatra nasti. Kutra asti. Anyatra asti. Deva himalaya. Anyatra asti. Dehali. Anyatra asti. Bharatasya rajadhani. Dehali. Anyatra asti. Anyatra asti. Madurai nagaram. Anyatra asti. Meenakshi mandiram. Anyatra asti. Varanasi. Varanasi. Anyatra asti. Varanasi. Anyatra asti. Atra. Tatra. Sarvatra. Anyatra. Kutra. Sanganaka yantram. Kutra asti. Sanganaka yantram. Atra asti. Vrikshaha kutra asti. Vrikshaha tatra asti. Himalayaha kutra asti. Himalayaha anyatra asti. Atra, tatra, sarvatra, anyatra, kutra. Atra, atra. Jangamaduravani asti. Jangamaduravani asti. Tatra griham asti. Kailasaha anyatra asti. Nepalaha anyatra asti. Devaha sarvatra asti. Devaha sarvatra asti. Atra kim kim asti. Grihapatam. Atra kim asti. तत्र किम् अस्ति, सर्वत्र किम् अस्ति इति गृहपाठं लिखित्वा आगच्छन्तु. हा वदतु भगिनि.
अन्यत्र मीन्स् समवेयर एल्स.
एक्साक्टलि.
ओके ओके. एण्ड् at the end I need some 2 minutes about your homework. I have written some sentences. I want correction.
Yeah.
Last, at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bhagini, this anyatra, sorry, Sethuraman here. Anyatra is used like this atra and tatra are similar to, not the same meaning, but are they similar to the way we use tat and etat and tat? Is that how we are, in a similar way we are saying atra and tatra?
Tat is, we say, that is, we are, okay, wait a minute. Atra.
So, my
no. Atra is here, tatra is there.
No, in a, my question is, are they similar to like near and nearby and far away or away kind of thing? That in the similar example, is atra and tatra used?
Okay. Tatra, yes. Yeah. I mean, you're saying like somebody is far off, but you are still able to see. You can use that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So here and there kind of it is.
Exactly. Here, there, this, that. Atra saha yeshaha is this boy, that boy. And near, here and there is for atra and tatra.
And this anyatra means something which is not seen by us in our immediate vision. That is called anyatra or...
Exactly, that's it. Anyatra. We are not able to see it. So, anyatra. We can also... anyatra is this. Paratra. There is another word called paratra. Paratra is... that is, it is there somewhere else. We can see it. We can see if we travel in this world. So, this is called anyatra. But whereas paratra is, we cannot see with this body. So that is also there. That is in a different meaning. Paratra. Paratra is not here. After our life. Amutra, paratra. There is a word called amutra, paratra. Amutra is in this life. Paratra is in another life. That's it. So there are some words like this also. You may get confused. So I'm just telling them. Amutra is here. Paratra is here means in this world, in this life. Paratra is in another life. Then anyatra is in this life only, but I cannot see it now. Maybe if I travel a little, I can see that. So that becomes anyatra. Okay?
Okay, fine, Bhagini. Fine.
So, yes, Sita Bhagini, I think next class onwards, sorry, very sorry about this. Next class onwards, what I'll do is, immediately after seeing Namaskara, I'll start with the homework. Okay? Now, okay. 1 minute. I'll finish with the Subhashitam. Then you can ask about the homework.
Yes, and so today, this is regarding this one word. You said Pinchaka and Kunchika. It is like Mancha in the writing.
Oh, no. Pinchaha. Yeah, it is like Manchaha. Instead of Ma, you write P. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Pinchaha. Oh, okay.
Pinchaha.
Anything
not
else?
Ka. Pinchaha.
Yeah, exactly. Pinchaha, like Manchaha. Okay. That's it. Okay. No ka there.
Okay, thank you.
Because the pincha is always a small thing. Okay, it will be very small only. So we didn't need to put a ka there. Even if you put it, it's not a big deal. But no need for that. Right? Okay. Okay, Subhashita. So, last week we saw, I am Nijaf Paroveti Ganana Laguchetasa Udara Charitanantu Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. This was your last week's Subhashitam. This week's Subhashitam is, did anybody download that? Because I really forgot what I wrote yesterday. What was the Subhashitam? Okay, let me open myself and see. Does anybody remember what is the Subhashitam of today?
Bhagini, this is Ayam Nijah Paro Veti.
That was last week's. This week's?
That was the homework, right?
That was the homework. But I'm talking about, I had written when I informed about the class. Well, no problems, I'll see it myself. I specifically given one, I just totally, what is the Subhashitam I wrote, I forgot. Okay, no worries. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. Just a minute, just a minute. Okay. Vishadha, okay. Uttama etat. Vishadapyamrtam grahyam baladapi subhashitam amrta amitradapi sadvrittam amedhyadapi kanchanam. In our Sanatana Dharma, nothing is a vrata waste. Nothing is a waste. From everything, we can take the essence of from that. For example, Vishat Api Amritam Grahyam. Even from Visham, even from Venom, you can take Amritam. Like if you take, for example, you take some cruel person. What? Some cruel person. This is there in our Reza also. Like when Amritam Attanam happens, first that comes is Visham. Then only Amritam comes. So you, from something which is very harsh and probably which is not good, you feel this is really not good for me. From that also, you can take a good part. For example, like some cruel animal is there, or something, some situation which is really very tough to handle. You feel, oh God, eshaha kalaha agataha. Maya sodum na shaktam. I cannot even tolerate this. Eshaha etadrisha kalaha agataha. Then from that, okay, we can learn. What we can learn? Okay, I did this mistake, so I got this. So let me rectify myself. So even if you drink a poison, from that, even if you see a poison, even for example, we always say, right, if somebody is given a medicine which is harmful, then you have to give another harmful medicine to counterattack it, right? We always say visham vishatal muriyum. In Tamil we say, right, when some visham is given to counterattack that, you are always given another visham. Like you use the snake poison, in some medicines, we use a snake's poison. It becomes as a visham. It becomes, though it is a visham, it becomes as an amrtam in that case. So, vishadapi amrtam grahyam. Grahyam must be taken. Baladapi subhashitam. If some little boy comes and says some good words, you should not say, hey, you are a little boy, what are you advising me? No, even a small, we have to take good words, even if it comes from a small boy. Baladapi subhashitam. The same, you have a Ashtavakra story in our Mahabharatam. We have Ashtavakra story. Ashtavakra is supposed to be the son of a priest in Janaka Sabha. No, we will do it next week. So Ashtavakra. So he is a bala. The panditas will not take his words. Ashtavakra himself says, whatever it is, you have to take, even if a small person, if he is matured in his intelligence, you have to take his words. So baladapi subhashitam. Amitrat. Mitra, friend. Amitraha means enemy. Amitra tadapi sat vrittam. He is my enemy, but he has a good habit. Then we have to take that good habit, suba sat vrittam sadacharam, from him also. Amedya tadapi kanchanam, something is medium is pure, impure. Amedya is impure, from impure also, from impurities also. And you, if you look, we say in Tamil, we say enadhu seethil molaitha thamarai, then we hear, we have kuppayil kidaitha manikkam, we say all these things. So even if it is not amedhyam, not pure, from that also kanchanam is got, swarnam is got. So what, nothing is you should not discard anything as a waste. You should always, from that, what good can be done, from what good I can take from here. So nothing is waste in this world. If you say a dog, even from dog we can take good things, good habits. Dog, even from a kukutaha, you have it in hitopadesha. Kasmat kim sikshet iti eka patah asti tatra kim vadati lagu lagu prani asti tataha api asma abhihi. Now from that also we can take good qualities. Okay, I think that's it. Vishadapi amritam grahyam, baladapi subhashitam, amitradapi sadvrittam, amedhyadapi kanchanam. Okay, that's it. Any doubts? I'll do a quick a revision of whatever we did in the class. We did the punaravartanam, then we did the days of the week, then we learnt for the words for today, tomorrow, then we did page number in abhyasa, we did a page number 7, atra tatra sarvatra anyatra amutra paratra and all kutra and all with it. Then we did this subhashita. That's it for the day. Any doubts you can ask, please.
Bhagini, Sethuraman here. Can you please once again say the root word for this akasha? I think you meant avakasha and something like that, right? You mentioned that.
Avakasha na diyate iti akasha. Avakasha, no interval. Avakasha diyate, where there is plenty of intervals. That is called, you call this ether space. Avakashaha diyate iti vyuttitihi. Kash iti dhatu. Kash deeptau iti dhatu. Root.
So avakashaha is the interval or the space, right?
Yeah, the interval, that which gives you interval. Avakashaha is called interval. So that interval or exactly space. Avakashaha is that which gives you space. So from that, if you get, it is akasha. So kash is dhatu, kasha dhita iti dhatu.
So akasha means where there is infinite space.
Exactly, that's it. Avakasha diyate iti akasha.
So infinite avakasha is akasha.
Exactly.
Fine, Bhagini.
Okay. Astu.
Bhagini.
Bhagini. Sita Bhagini.
Medya, it is like in Vidya. That's Vidya.
No, Bhagini, I'm so sorry. Medya is like Medya. Fourth Dha. Fourth Idha, yeah, Medya.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Sorry, just a small query. You do receive the mails, right? Did you see the attachments? Were you able to see the attachments? Because I had attached the Subhashitam there.
Bhagini, actually we saw the mail. What happens is, because the mails are so frequent, that there are two types of mail. One mail is where we receive before the class, one is after the class. So it is now like I started assuming that, okay, there is a connectivity information given, and then there is a information given regarding the recordings. So therefore I like assumed and therefore missed that attachment there.
Okay. So, Subhashita, what I'll do is, hereafter, I'll attach that in the recording, that only. I'll try to attach that there. Okay, fine. okay, because I had sent the aksharas, the subhashitam. Okay, I didn't start the class with the prayer, I forgot the prayer, but the starting prayer and the end mantra, everything I had given in that file. Okay, no worries ji, I agree. Okay, Sita Bhagini, you want to share something about the homework?
Bhagini, I have written some sentences. First, I will tell what I am confident with. Then I will, some 2-3 questions I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Okay. Just a minute. Hope I can take another 5 minutes or 6 minutes of your time. If anybody wants to leave, they are free to go. They can listen to the recording later. No worries at all. Okay? Continue, Sita Bhagini.
You said daily use materials. I have written some sentences.
Okay.
Balika dvi chakrikaya gachati.
Okay. Now we haven't gone there, but it is dvi chakrikaya. It should be dvi chakrikaya. You just write a little words, because we haven't gone to the vibhakti part yet.
Okay.
No worry.
Question. Mama sivana yantram dash asti repair. What is for repair?
Mama sivana yantram. Wait a minute. Mama sivana yantram.
Repair. Repair asti.
Avagachami. Ekanimisham. Mama sivana yantram. इदानीं कार्यं न करोति बट् देर् शुड् बि अ वर्ड् फोर् देट् ऐल् गेट् बेक् टु यू नेक्स्ट् वीक् भगिनि गुड् क्वेशन् बिकास् ऐ रियलि डोण्ट् नो द आन्सर् ऐल् गेट् बेक् टु यू
एण्ड् मम पादत्राणम् इस् न्यू वाट् इस् फोर् देट्
नूतनं चिन्ता नास्ति पादत्राणं नूतनम् अस्ति
नूतनं थेङ्क्यू नूतनं ओके एण्ड् मापिका उपयोगित्वा रेखा लिखामि
मापिका उपयुज्य रेखां लिखामि ओके फैन्
उपयुज्य रेखा लिखामि ओके Thank you, Bhagini. Because next Sunday I am going to write Prathama exam. So I am so confused with second, third, because I have started from the letters. I don't know the letters. Actually, as a Tamilian, we have only one sa. So this is so confusing for me. I understand everything. But when I am writing, I do so much mistake in Deerga and Niswara, Saraswati and Saraswati, Lakshmi and Lakshmi. So I think I am going to lose marks in that only.
Okay, you see, if it is a Deerga E, it is a Prathama Vibhakti. It is a subject. It is a Hraswa, like we have it in Saraswati. Namastubhyam, we are addressing. Hey Saraswati, hey Bhavani. Like that. We address. Hey Bhavani, we have a sloka. I know. We have a slokam in Saundarya Lahari regarding this Bhavani. We will do it next week. It's an interesting one. So, you have to be very careful with that. When it is a hraswa, it is addressing. If a dirga, the strilinga word, gets a hraswa, it is addressing. Otherwise, it is always a dirga. And be extra careful with the word Lakshmi. It is not Lakshmi, it is Lakshmi. Be careful with that. It is always with a visarga.
And Shri also.
Yeah, Shri also. Ama, Shri, Bihi, all these things they come with a visarga.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Actually, I can listen to the next class in through recording, no? Because I won't be attending next week's class.
No worries. You can listen to the recording. And but okay, the continuity of this class is different, the other classes would be different. I thought you can attend Tuesday 8:30 class, but no worries, no, you stick to this class and you can listen to the recording, no worries.
Okay, thank you, Bhagini.
Namaste. We will finish the class. Any more questions? Okay, what I'll do, we'll finish the class with the mantra. The mantra is, I have attached in the announcement mail. Please take the printout so that you can, like I can ask any one of you to recite. Today I'll do. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः नमस्ते शुभदिनम्
भगिनी सेतुरामन्दिर you can continue to attach this Subhashitam in the previous the mail before the class itself, because then we'll be prepared with that thing, because this time I missed the attachment because I casually only saw there is information regarding connectivity, because if you attach after the class, then it's only coming after the class. If it is before the class, then we'll have it in our hand, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay, that is fine. I'll attach it before the class.
Next time I'll be more careful.
Okay,
Bhagini. Now, wish me good luck for the next week.
Yes. Subhashayaha.
Dhanyavada, Bhagini.
Saraswati Devi, Bhavatyaha Lekanya, Upavine, Mama Prarthana.
Dhanyavada, Dhanyavada.
Okay. Shubhadinam, Sarvebhyaha, Punar Melishyamaha.
पुनर्दर्शयामः धन्यवादः
महोदय.